Listers, we're Board of Assessment Appeal. My name is Robert Vickery, I'm the town assessor. Celissa, she's assistant assessor.
Charlotte Gardner, Lister.
Jerry Barrows, Lister.
Okay, and it'll be, if we have about 15 minutes, what will happen is you just tell us what you are concerned about or what your questions. The listers may have a question or two, I may have a question or two or a comment, and then we will close for deliberation. And you'll receive a notice from us within 15 days of the appeal hearing.
Okay.
You have the floor.
You go first.
Okay. So we just got the reassessment, and we would like to understand why the value goes up. And I think we were told, someone was told the other day, that we are 17% done with the new building.
Is the estimate.
Yeah. Which I don't understand that. It may be just a policy thing, but it seems to me like when you, it's like trying to sell a wounded animal. I mean, a part done project is actually probably worth a little bit less. It's a headache. I don't get why we get taxed on something that is kind of neither here nor there. But I don't even know if that's why it went up, because there's no explanation of it that I have. So I guess that's the basic question. It's hard to, I mean, I know it's listed as a protest or something, but
yeah,
it's more an
sure
effort to understand, and then maybe we'll have,
yeah,
you know, a problem.
Sense. Sure. So on your card, you have two cards. So typically, standard practice is it's what's the condition or as built as of April 1st by state. So if a home or building is partially finished, we put on that partially finished project or that building. That's across the board throughout the state. It's standard. It's considered best practice by state tax department. So what we do is we try to go through in March and April and look at all those homes that are under construction and get an estimate on where they're at as far as construction. What we use is a cost of construction. So we break down each component of the construction to a percentage of the cost of the building. So excavation and foundation is estimated to be about 70% of the cost of a building. That's how we get the 17%. So when we go down and we see that old foundation's in, it goes in at 17%. And then, you know, once you put the deck on, and then you put the, which I think your deck was on, first floor.
No.
We have a subfloor.
Yeah, that's what I mean by the deck.
Oh, okay.
Once you put that on, then you put the framing up and the sheathing, all those components add to that cost, that percentage of the cost overall. Put the roof on, the roof shingles, the windows, doors, it just incrementally increases that percentage.
So the tax is based on the cost of construction and not the value of the property?
Yes, so we use a cost approach,
okay,
which is the cost of construction less depreciation plus the land value to equal the market value.
Okay.
Sorry.
And the theory is you buy a home, you're buying that home in its condition plus the land value.
Yeah, no, I've just never been involved in the rather protracted building process that has gone in here, and how we have never had to experience seeing the cost increase as before the project was finished.
Yeah.
So this is what we're trying to understand, and it makes a lot of sense.
It is considered best practice.
Oh, I'm sure. No question.
As developers know us, every year they're, you know, we have dozens of homes every year in Colchester that are 100% complete. That we go through and we try to get them as evenly as possible as far as where they're at.
Okay, so I guess a question then that I had is, so there's a building and an outbuilding, and
the
garage is like 900 and some square feet. I don't know how this works. The main house is, I think, 1,900 square feet, give or take. And there's no foundation for the garage. So, like, it's just the main house that gets taxed. Like, the other buildings don't count, or...
So we do have two outbuildings.
I think those are the sheds that are existing. The new project involves the main house and the garage.
Yeah, so there's three lots on our property. Mm-hmm. One is the picture that's over here, and that has two sheds.
Yep.
And then the new building that is 17% complete will have the main house and then a 33 garage with an ADU on top, and there's nothing done on that.
Yeah, that hasn't been started at all.
Right.
So we don't have that included in the assessment at all.
Okay,
so it's 17% of some other percent.
17% of the house that's being built right now.
Okay.
So which doesn't include any outbuildings that would be associated with that parcel.
But that was part of the original plan. Like, they're actually attached to each other.
Yeah.
And while it didn't have it's not part of the foundation of the main house, they were considered one unit?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it seems like when you add up all the percents that each stage is for this building, will it be 100%?
Once the building's complete, yeah.
And then the garage will be another 100% of something
else. The
garage
would be attached, would be an added value.
Yeah. And so when you get to 100% on the house, that'll fill up to whatever the value is being. The new value, is that this $260,672?
That is what we're estimating is the cost of construction for the building, yeah.
Without the garage?
Without the garage.
Okay. And then the garage will be somehow added in a different assessment.
It'll be in, so right below that, you've got a section here
below
for outbuildings. Here. So it'll be added in there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. That would show up next year.
Probably, I guess. So if by April 1st of next year we've got like a foundation and walls there, that'll show up on another card.
It'll show up
here.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And whatever is completed on it. That's typically how we work, as you work through the year, building will add to whatever is being built.
Okay. So then I guess I percent good is 17%. Why is the percent good on the existing house 71%?
Because the existing house is older, and so we subtract out for the age of the home.
I see. Okay.
So the effective life of the home is not the full life because it's a was it built in 70, 35, and then...
It was built before that.
So at some point, this will keep going down, and it will not be taxed anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, the logic of it seems a little weird to me, but
I'm just
trying to understand.
So typically it's a curve. Right. So when you build a home, that cost of construction will hold value, and as the age of the house gets older... Those components wear and tear, right? So that value of those components go down, right? But at a certain point, it levels off.
Okay, so it doesn't go down to zero.
It does not go down to zero. It's a curve, so it's
yeah, got it.
Typically, most depreciation curves end about 50 years, around 30%. But that's derived from the market. So what we do is we take a look at homes that are 10 years old, what they sell for. Homes that are 20 years old, what they sell for on a price per square foot. Homes that are 50 years old, and we can determine how that decreasing value.
So a log cabin that's 89 years old apparently has got 71% of its value. Okay.
Yeah.
And is three-quarter story a technical term, or does it matter that it's not really three-quarters of the house?
Three-quarter story, what we do is we look at the typical square footage of the second floor. So this particular software doesn't have the ability to actually measure the second floor corner to corner all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so what we do is we say, well, what consists of a half-story, quarter-story, three-quarter-story, and we use that as our determination. So in your three-quarter-story section,
mm-hmm.
you've got that shed dormer, and typically shed dormers would tell us it's a three-quarter story.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, so it's three-quarters of what?
Of the first floor area.
Okay, so I'm looking at this, and this shed dormer covers about a quarter of the first
right.
floor area.
And as you look at the sketch, it's
yeah.
the TQS is only on that section where that shed dormer is over.
Okay, so three-quarter is kind of like isn't.
It's not the entire second floor. It's just over where the shed dormer is.
And it just indicates shed dormer. It doesn't indicate percentage of floor. Okay. Is that right?
Yeah, sort of. It is. It's what it does is it automatically calculates that second floor of that area where the shed dormer is at three quarters of that area of the first floor. So
three
75
quarters
oh, okay,
area
okay,
of the
okay.
first floor
that. Over.
That,
yeah.
That,
was,
that,
that makes sense.
That helps.
Yeah,
that,
if it was
that,
a half story,
that now.
It would be 50%. If it was a finished attic, I think it's like 30%.
Okay. I don't know what else. Do you have any questions?
No. Nothing else.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Thank you for your time.
It's good
thank
to understand it.
Yeah.
And we're always available, so any other questions, you can just come down. Does the listeners have any questions?
I don't have any
no
questions.
Press.
It's a good explanation. Glad you understood it. Not everybody can.
Good luck on your next movie.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for doing this.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Recent, very recent appraisal report as of the as of April 1st of this year. I have read it, but I can't say that I know all the details, but in general, this national company who looks at the saleability of hotels reviewed the income and expenses and costs of operation and all of the things that one would look at to determine whether, what the fair market value of the property was. And, it's always unfortunate when business plans come and say, my property's worth less, because they would very much like it to be worth more if on the market, but the market is what it is. And they, looking at analyzing the business and the looking at both a sales comparison report and income approach, they have determined that the real property value is $8,350,000.
Sure.
Okay.
There. Nobody's there.
No one's there.
Maybe audio.
There you go.
There.
Oh, there you are.
Good morning, Naveen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good, thank you. I'm sorry about this technical difficulties this morning, but we have finally connected. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah. I think I have the same difficulties. I think you had to establish an account in order to log in. So I was just explaining you had this appraisal done by a national firm that looks at the hotels and at their value, and obviously you would prefer your property to be worth what it's assessed at, but that is not what the marketplace has right now, and that they that this valuation would put the real property taxable value at $8,350,000, and obviously the whole property as a whole, with furniture, fixtures, equipment, going concern, and all of those sorts of things, might be is $9,900,000, but those are really included in the taxable funds. So I don't know if you there's anything you want to add to that, Naveen, or good morning, Randy.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Liam? Well, my position is obviously the property doesn't have the substance in its valuation. What we have been experiencing multiple challenges in that market throughout the period of assessment, increasing the cost of operations, the labor cost, and our viability of managing the cash flow is continuing to deteriorate, that directly impacts the valuations. If we put this property back in the market to sell it to the buyer, we don't have a buyer. We are having difficulties in managing the cash flow. We are having difficulty in managing the labor cost and all the expenses, while revenues continues to decline to support the operations, and the market is going through a corrective action with all the uncertainties around us, and that is the reason we made this request to the Honorable Assessment Bureau to revisit all the facts and take all the facts into considerations to reassess the value, which we can live with it and we can navigate ourselves in the time of crisis. We have been going through it over a period of time.
And as you know, the assessment is is supposed to reflect what the fair market value is on April 1st of the assessment year, what a buyer would pay a seller in a free market exchange, and unfortunately, this is the current value of the property. I recognize. I think you guys are going to go through a townwide reappraisal in a year from now.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep. We completed 2026.
Obviously. If the marketplace has changed in the next year, then you'll have that opportunity again to look at it again. But as of April 1st, 2025, the value is as suggested, substantially less than it's currently assessed for.
I just have a couple quick questions. So you purchased the property in 2018 for $15,500,000?
That is correct.
Okay. And it was purchased by Burlington Hotel in 2014 for $13,660,000?
I'm not aware of the previous ownership purchase price, but I'm aware of my purchase price.
Yep. And you are under the impression that the hotel market in Vermont and Chittenden County has gone down by 40% in 7 years?
Considerably. And there are other factors as well. As you may be aware of it, that there has been a continuing the highway expansion, which has been filed, and highway expansion is going to impact the business in the future. So there are no buyers who are interested in buying these assets at a price it's been valued for.
So you believe that the increased or the new construction of motels that have been going on in Chittenden County is going to affect the value? of your property?
Broadly speaking, yes. But in specifically in our exit, where we had to give a piece of land to the state due to their plan to expand the highway, it is certainly impacting the value of our properties. Mm. Because of that exit is going to be closed, and that exit is when the construction began, which I'm not aware if it has already started, that is going to have a material impact on the business revenue. And while expenses in this industry, as you may be aware of it, continues to incur, because we cannot reduce our operating expenses. Operating expenses are 85% fixed and 50% variable. Only housekeeping cost is the variable expense in this industry. So our particular asset is going to have a major negative impact, not just in the past, but since the time the state announced the expansion of highway, that there are no buyer or there is no marketability of this location in particular.
So the construction on Exit 16 over the next year or two, you feel it's going to impact the current value?
I could catch up to your clear questions.
I can answer that because I was very involved in the condemnation lawsuit. So the plan is a three-year, a minimum of a three-year process, and we tried very hard to negotiate with the state to get them to agree to do the work immediately adjacent to the hotel within, a single year, and they, I guess, they cannot commit under the federal regulations. Means and the methods of construction have to be up to the contractor. So, what's going to happen is on the interstate exit, the area there where all of those pine trees are and around the corner, all those pine trees are going to get cut down, and there's going to be construction along widening that exit, and then coming I guess that is east on Route 2 up the hill. The road is going to be widened. There's going to be a large retaining wall put in there. In addition, the lower Mountain View Road is going to be reconstructed with both accesses reconstructed. And, as you can imagine, people look at these days, everybody... Booking Hotel looks on the internet and they look at comments and, let me also say that they are mandated to do their work at night there, and except for the blasting, which is in the daytime, but the rest of the work has to be done at night. So you can imagine what's going to happen when the work starts in earnest and there are postings about construction surrounding the hotel at night. So the issue is, that they're just, anybody who, this would be a material disclosure that would have to be made to any purchaser, and therefore it would have an effect on any purchaser in the future, and the market is already being challenged. Naveen, do you have any statistics on what your Canadian business is? Because I know that other clients of mine are experiencing significant decline in their Canadian business.
And that is indeed true. We do have, used to have large traffic of Canadian, which is just about 90 miles away, come in for various leisure activities in the town. And they have considerably gone down, virtually non-existent at this time. Our revenue has gone down by 50% just for the period January through May of 2025. So we can certainly provide that statistical information I don't have it handy right now, but we can extrapolate all that information from our revenue management team and present it to you and to the appellate division.
Yeah, that'd be great. I just have a question. I think your appraiser in his analysis said that your vacancy was less than it was last year in his analysis. I don't have marked down the amount, but it was about 1 or 2% higher than it was the prior year.
That is not correct. I think there is some.
No, I think if you look at page 72 of the appraisal, they have the projection of room night command, and it's projected to be historic 2024. 66.8, and then it's going down into the 50s and 40s, projected out 5 years.
Right. And I have a question about his projections as well. Did he take into account the number of rooms that are being taken offline?
Yes.
There's quite a few motels that have been removed from the market to make room for or to convert to subsidized housing or halfway housing within Chittenden County over the last 5 years.
I didn't see that in his projections, but I would say the other factor is that those classic old motels which were on Route 7 that have been converted are being replaced by new hotels. There is about to start, or it's already started construction, a new hotel in Winooski that's, 3 miles away, that is going to bring, I should know that because it's my client, but I think it's 149 rooms new hotel rooms within a short period of time going to be around down in Winooski. So yes, there have been these old motels that were on Route 7 and some other places that have been, they were used for housing the homeless during the programs, and now some of them have been bought. But what we're comparing really apples and oranges. Most of those that have been converted are those small, 15, 20-year roadside hotels that are being converted to, affordable housing or homeless housing versus, this is a slightly higher market than that.
Well, we're talking about the absorption, not comparing economy class to mid-level motels. We're looking at the absorption of the rooms to the market in Chittenden County. So and I didn't see that was taken into account when he was looking at his projections. So I was just curious if that would change the projections, giving a loss of rooms over the last 5 years.
Not necessarily, what? Because most of the business comes from the brand, and our 70% of the business comes through the Hilton reservation system. And we can provide those data, and we look at the base report, we look at the future outlook, and all that information was shared with the appraiser in computing our financial projections and the occupancy projections for the future. I personally don't believe that it will bring any material change to our hotel as a result of 149 room or whatever rooms are going to go out of the system, because that's a different set of clientele than the clientele what we service in our hotel.
Okay.
The hotels that have already been converted have gone out of the system already. I don't think there's any new, to my knowledge, any new hotels are projected to be converted into housing for affordable housing or for the homeless. That's already occurred. So that would be already in the statistics going forward. I'm not aware of any new, but I am aware of new hotels coming into the market that would be competitive.
Yep. Okay. And the other thing I noticed is the appraiser didn't look at any of the recent sales in Chittenden County in his analysis. For instance, the Delta Hotel that sold for $158 a room, or Fairfield Inn in Williston that sold for $113 a room. So I'm just curious to know why the appraiser did not look at those local sales of hotels who would be in the same situation as this particular hotel with the future projections, seeing how they're roughly the same age and same general locations as far as proximity to interstate. So I'm just wondering why I didn't see those in the analysis that the appraiser looked at.
What I can think of, because they represent different brands, and as I said, that the most of business comes through the brand reservation system, so it may not have any impact, because most of our clients are loyal clients, so they earn the points and rewards and all kind of other benefits. So the appraiser have not considered other brands, because Delta is by Marriott, and Marriott system has no bearing on Hilton system, because customers of Marriott are going to go to the Marriott brand because they earn Bonvoy reward points. Hilton customers earn Hilton reward points, and that could very well be a reason, although I'm not validating its opinion. But when we had our personal interview with them, with the appraiser, that is what was discussed and deliberated. So I would imagine that was the main reason behind not comparing Hilton branded hotels with the Marriott or other brand hotels.
Okay, thank you. Does the listeners have any questions?
Yeah, how many rooms are there?
187.
187, that's, thank you.
187.
The other thing I noticed, I didn't see the restaurant included in the appraisal.
The restaurant is at no value. We just want to keep the Lighthouse restaurant to pay for their utilities and electricity, because we don't want the restaurant to be sitting as vacant. So we have leased it equal to the amount of utility expenses what we incur on their behalf. There is no rental income in substance. They pay us $7,800 a month, and we incur, as a matter of fact, approximately $11,000 to keep that restaurant open. So we are subsidizing the restaurant operations, because we want that restaurant. We are not in restaurant business, so we don't want to run it ourselves. We provide breakfast to the guests. And all the restaurant operations are managed by third party, and which we subsidize approximately $3,200 every month. So that has a negative impact on hotel operation, but we need to keep it just to make sure that facility is occupied and servicing not only our guests, but also the guests from a different part of the town.
Okay. And does the restaurant provide food for the conference center?
It does provide food, yes.
Okay. Any other questions?
I don't think so.
So the listeners have no other questions. Closing comments, and we have to close the meeting for now, and we'll deliberate. The town will send a resulted grievance notice within 14 days okay. to the property owner, and it will have their decision on it, and it will also explain, if you wish to appeal further, how to go about appealing further, if that's your choice.
I'm fine with it. Liam will hopefully give a closing argument.
Sure.
Liam, I'll let it conclude by you.
Well, as I said at the beginning, obviously the client would much prefer that the property be valued at what they paid for it and more. But it is unfortunate that the market is changing. You know, there was obviously a spike during the pandemic, but since then, things are going down. Looking at there was a chart here that I was not even aware of how many other rooms are coming onto the market for competition, but it's a substantial number of other properties coming into the market, there's only so many people coming to Burlington and the area, so on page 67, it indicates that in the next 2 years, 2 to 3 years, that, you know, it's up to 900 new rooms coming into the market itself, many of them coming in within 25 and 26, 27. So, the competition will be even greater. We would hope that, maybe the year will turn around and you'll have an opportunity a year from now it's part of your townwide reassessment to reassess. But we do think that this is a market analysis done by a national firm that would be the type of firm that if a buyer were to want to buy the property and finance it, they would go to, and this is what they would come up with, and this is what a bank would rely on. So we do think that that unfortunately the real property value now is, as stated, about $8.3 million.
Thank you. I do have one more question. You mentioned that you were in discussions with the state about mediations for the new road work that's going on. Was there any monetary... what's the word from looking
compensation.
For? Compensation.
Compensation.
For the loss of...
Yes, unfortunately, very little. It
was $86,000.
Yeah. Okay.
As far as my memory speaks.
Okay.
We receive $86,000 of compensation from the state of Vermont.
Okay.
And that was for the value of the lands taken. Did not give any compensation for the effect on the business.
Okay. Thank you. That's what I want to know.
And just to add this note, we are also getting severe pressure from our lender, because lender gave us the financing based on the purchase price. And when they look at this valuation and they did their own valuation, they are putting pressure on us to reduce the debt service and the debt amount, which is also causing additional financial burden on me to manage that particular situation. So I'm being hit from various situations, increasing the cost of operations, reducing the debt which is being demanded by my lender, increasing the operating expenses, reducing revenue. So it is causing undue pressure, and I would request assessment bureau to reconsider this assessed value and make an adjustment to the assessed taxes on us.
Okay, thank you.
He's sending me revenue information.
And you will send us some information on revenue?
Yes, I will.
Great, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you, Liam, for representing us.
Thank you. Thank you again for volunteering your time to be on the BCA. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So, welcome to the board of listeners. This, basically, how it's going to work is you'll get 15 minutes to give us the reason why you're appealing.
Okay.
The board may have some questions. I may have some questions. And then once that's over, they'll deliberate. We'll close the meeting, they'll deliberate. And you'll get a notice in the mail within 14 days from the town with their decision.
Okay.
The decision can go up, down, stay the same. And then the notice will also explain if you disagree with their decision, how to go and appeal their decision.
Okay.
Okay?
Understood.
All right. So you've got the floor.
Awesome.
15 minutes.
My 15-minute surface. Thank you. So I appreciate the opportunity. I hope I won't take all 15 of your minutes so you can have some level of time back. Basically, I formed Black Mirror Realty and bought this particular property after looking at it for almost a year. It had been listed, just the 106 High Point Center property, at about $1.5 million at the time with White & Burke. They've held that listing for several years, as noted what Kelly put together. Also started looking at the association, which drew me to 204 High Point Center, which is an empty vacant lot behind it. And so as I started talking with them, looking at what we wanted to buy it for, we ended up purchasing it, actually closed a week ago. I think the purchase and sale was April 16th, 18th. So we signed April 18th to buy it and just closed last week for $1.35 million. And that included both all four floors of 106 High Point Center and also 204 High Point Center. That's obviously a fairly big discrepancy in our purchase price from the appraised value. That was actually one of our hesitations in buying it, too, to be totally honest and transparent. Those get filtered through to tenants as CAM fees, which then detract tenants from wanting to also rent. I'm not necessarily here just to appeal the property tax bill just because I'm here now. It's the delta between those two numbers that really is why I'm ultimately here. I don't know Farrell Antel. They're completely unknown to me. This was purchased on the open market. They listed it for several years publicly before I purchased it. They continually lowered price to try to get someone to buy it and were unable to do that. And so for all those reasons, that price discrepancy is what led me here today. I think ultimately the CAM fees affect the occupancy rate, affect the actual tax base across the businesses here in Colchester. And so trying to right-size that closer to the actual purchase price of 1.35 is what I'm asking. I recognize it may not be the only factor, but it is a very big factor. When you look at Section 3481 of Title 32 with respect to how to value a property. And so effectively considering the actual purchase price with respect to the valuations that you've assessed onto that property, I think makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
And so that, in a nutshell, that's the whole case.
Yep.
So,
yep.
But I'm happy to answer questions on it.
Yeah, as you know, the statute, you probably read the statute.
Yes.
It's one factor, but not the determining factor.
Sure.
It does play a big role.
Mm-hmm.
We look at other sales as well of... For this particular property, we look at other sales of urban office space over the recent years. So that would play a factor as well.
Well, sure.
Make sure that, and then, your income. I know the top two floors have been empty since Paydata left the top two floors.
And half of the second floor.
Yeah, yeah. We've had discussions with Farrell over the years.
Yeah.
In the building. It's, I'm not sure why they weren't rented, or leased. When we look at Water Tower Hill, or we look at some of the other ones on Roosevelt Highway, they don't seem to have a problem why this particular property has had that issue. I don't know.
I mean,
and if you got any insight,
I could guess. The proximity to the pit behind it, mm-hmm. I think, is a big deterrent. They're now building two more stacks on top of that. That's evident by the zoning notice we received in the closing process. So I think those two also then detract from the property values. Even I was there yesterday, you can occasionally smell some of the asphalt. You're not really supposed to, so that's been a common thing that Kelly's had to then go and actually fight with them on. I was given
legal documentation on one of those where they actually then had a settlement with respect to dispute over smells. So I think those sorts of things do play some level of factor too. But that being said, it's not for lack of trying on their end. I mean, the 7 or 8 by 3 or 4 foot sign that's really, really big in front is still there, and I haven't taken it down yet because I just haven't had the time to go do something with it. I do know they have tried pretty hard to fill up, you know, the vacancies that are there. And that's where, you know, I think it's easy to assess a higher value to it if you were to just directly compare it. But I think looking at the occupancy rates, looking at proximity to the asphalt pit that's behind it, which seems to be transitioning more and more to asphalt production than actual quarrying, I think those things do lower the overall value.
Yeah.
So. I mean, my personal hope is to increase the tax base there and bring more people into it, because it's not much of a money-making operation to have it be, you know, mostly vacant. So that's a personal desire.
Yeah.
So.
And why did you buy this? I
bought it because I'm in a building that we've outgrown. And so, you know, also the joke is that we had to buy a piece of property next to a diner, but please don't consider that in our purchase, because the building we're in South Burlington is right next to the parkway. But really, we've just outgrown the space that we're in. So,
how much space will we be using?
Our plan is to use the top floor, so we'll basically double the square footage we have today. I mean, in a room that maybe is half to a third the size, I have 5 people right now.
Wow.
So we desperately need more space. So it's very exciting. I'm very excited to move in.
There's
renovations to do and changes to make and paint to put up and, you know, minor things to fix. But overall, it's got a great structure to it, a great layout. It's not in need of tons of stuff. I mean, for what we do, it's pretty good. So, I mean, like Paydata, we tend to live, you know, at desks. And so it's a good office location. It's just, you know, getting other people there. We'll have to figure that one out. But I had noted to Tim Burke, who had listed this originally, one of the things that really stood out and why it took about a year to actually come to terms on price, the CAM fees were incredibly high, and several dollars per square foot more than what I would see when I look across the market comparing, and I have less control on the CAM side. The largest single component of their CAM costs were property tax. So,
okay. And hopefully your occupancy of that top floor will attract more like-minded individuals to come into that
building.
I would
love it if, quite frankly, having an IT firm in the same building is not a bad perk. Most people that have outsourced IT like ours don't get to just go upstairs and say, hey, I have a problem, and most people don't have an IT room within their building. Mm-hmm. So these days, it could be a big perk. Crossing my fingers on that one. Mm-hmm. So, because it's also a pretty big purchase and pretty big risk. I don't own tons of property like this. I own the building in South Burlington in my house. So this is kind of a jump, but it's one I'm excited to take.
The overall assessment's almost $2
million? 2.2.
That's for the vacant lot as well?
Yes. So I purchased the vacant lot as well as the building. So I mean, you're talking over 40%, I believe. It's a very big discrepancy between the purchase. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
So, you're $56,000 a year in taxes.
Yep.
Roughly. So. Divided by 4.
Yep. And I will inherit a chunk of that until I can find other people to be there. So.
Okay. Any other questions? Comments, concerns?
This analysis, can you just give me a rundown of how it
computes? Yeah, so we just looked at
what's the last page of your stack there?
It's this page.
Yeah.
Those are basically the sales of the last couple of years. Those are basically the sales of office space, roughly the same square footage. We basically looked at just the square footage. Some of these may not be the same, you know, 302 Mountain View Drive. It is in that higher level office area. It's close, but it's considered Water Tower Circle, which would be more of a Class A office area.
Yeah.
You know, and the 553 Roosevelt, that's an older sale, but that's just up the road. You know, it's on the other side of the track, so to say. It's like on the other side of the interstate. You know, that's what we're looking at. I think the
lowest, I don't see any of these on my side of the...
Yeah, the lowest one that we found in Chittenden County, I think, was $66 a square foot.
Okay.
I can't remember the details on that particular sale, but that was basically the lowest sale. So you actually have the banner of the lowest sale in Chittenden County for office space. But, you know, so that, you know, that's, we really just kind of was trying to get an idea of what's sold in Chittenden County in the last 4 or 5 years. You know, let the listeners know what that's looking like. For,
yeah.
The other areas of what it's looking like for that same size office building.
I mean, I know that Flex Realty is in 19 Roosevelt, which is a very similar space. And in fact, I believe Farrell Antal owned that as well.
Yeah.
And that's a somewhat relatively recent purchase, although that one may go back a couple more years.
Yeah.
And I know they really struggled to sell the other two floors in that same building.
Right.
So it's been a similar story there.
And I think it's office condo is a little bit more difficult than...
Well, the other thing, I don't know how much of this also, like each of these properties listed, what their land looks like. Because our building is just the actual building footprint. Yep. The association proper then has the 4.5 acres that's commonly shared.
Right.
And so that actually does make a fairly big difference in what most of what's probably listed here to the fact that there's also then a property tax bill within the association.
Right.
So when you talk CAM fees, the overall association land then translates back. And so it might also be worth looking at the totality of that as you evaluate.
That's a good idea,
So
yours was more like a PUD.
I mean...
common land.
Yes. Yep. So...
Do you know what was that HOA fee segregated could be?
I would have to... I can get that for you if it helps.
It might.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I'm happy to...
That'd be part of your cost.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
But yeah, and Kelly's got very detailed breakdowns of those in spreadsheet, both from the high level. Part of my reason for actually buying the plot is for controlling interest in the overall association, because I didn't want to spend that much money to then not have some level of voice at that level. And so that was the...
Do you have the expenses of the building and the revenue of the building current revenue and expenses would be great to have as well. I don't know if you probably had it before you purchased it. So.
Yeah, they had to provide that to me, so I had to give that to the bank. So.
And I know it's a small technicality, but English major that I am. In the second paragraph, Kelly says the transaction was a non-arm's length with no prior relationship, and that's a double negative, and it really was an arm's length, not a non-arm's length.
Yep.
So I was glad you clarified that in your
15
minutes or less.
Yep. Yeah, I've seen their name on buildings, and that's as close as I've come to knowing who they are. And actually, I've learned since that both of them don't live here. One is, I think, in North Carolina, and one is in Texas at this point, so...
Used to live here.
Yes, used to, but they've since moved. So,
Well, welcome to Colchester.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, about half my staff live here, so which is kind of funny. They were all very excited about it. I'm in Jericho, so my commute has increased, but it could be worse.
Good.
All right.
Perfect.
I think that's it. No other questions?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But if I'll provide these, and if anything comes up, I'm happy to answer. But I personally appreciate the time. I have sat in on a number of city council other meetings in various places, and I've seen a lot of people like to just contest for no reason. So I like to think I'm here for a good reason, given the delta. But I do appreciate your attention to it and your consideration.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.